must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Here comes the sun. So believe it or not, training camp opens next week for the Raiders. This is incredible. We were all ready now reporting time for the Raiders and other NFL teams. That means preseason games coming up. And then that means we've got the National Football League, and I get real excited when we start talking about NFL stuff. But what's going to happen with Josh Jacobs? Let's find out. Stop by the sports desk, and there he is, Gentleman Jim Dallas. What is going on with Josh Jacobs, and how did we get to this point?
Well, it all started out when the Raiders decided not to make his fifth-year option available. So they declined that. But then, this being his fifth year, they said, all right, so since we didn't pick up the fifth-year option, we still like you. We still want you to be on the team. So they designated him as a franchise player. Well, the franchise tag for running backs is valued at $10,090,000 a year.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Cancel the benefit dinner.
And he's not the only running back in the NFL that falls under that tag this year. Saquon Barkley of the New York Giants and Tony Pollard of the Dallas Cowboys, they both are under the same situation. And I think what the problem is here, Kevin, is the running back position has been devalued by the National Football League because you and I know it's a passing league.
Yeah.
And they do have salary cap. So because of that salary cap, when you have a wide receiver making 20-some million a year, like Devontae Adams, and you have a quarterback making 20-some or 30-some or even 40-some million dollars a year, there's only so much money to go around. So what a lot of these general managers have decided is the running back position is something that you really can't pay because you have to pay those other positions. So they do it. They don't want these long-term contracts. So the bottom line here is since Josh Jacobs did not sign by yesterday's deadline, technically he can skip minicamp, which you mentioned is coming up here real soon, and not be fined because technically he's not under contract. He can sign that tender, that franchise tender, but he hasn't done so yet. So until he does that, he's still, you know, just kind of like you and me. He's just kind of, you know, trying to stay cool. He's
not. Well, and by the way, just so we know, Josh Jacobs is one of the top, what, five running backs in the National Football League?
Yeah, he had over 1,600 yards leading the NFL last season. So
you could say he's the best.
He is a top-tier running back. There is no doubt about that. But again, because of the problem that you have with the salary cap, you're paying way too much money for a wide receiver. You're paying way too much money for a quarterback. Then you need to get these other positions filled at a cheaper rate. And that's why they don't want to give long-term contracts to running backs. And I think that's what the problem is with Josh Jacobs. So eventually I think he is going to sign that one-year tender, take the $10 million, and then they can renegotiate after the season is over. But they can't negotiate now. It's either play under the tag or don't play at all until the end of the season.
Wow. Well, we'll continue to follow that story. That will be one. And that's sad, though, that it, you know, you end up at a position that just is devalued by the league itself. It's not something the Raiders are doing or the Chiefs are doing or the Colts are doing. It's the entire National Football League. Stay with us. Melissa Clement, president of Nevada Right to Life. What is next for pro-life folks in our state? We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Reaction to former President Trump's announcement that he's the target of a criminal probe into alleged activities surrounding the 2020 elections coming in. Democrat Congressman Pete Aguilar says the Justice Department is upholding its high standards with the Trump investigation.
We expect that the target letter and the work that the grand jury continues to do will meet that threshold of seeking the facts and holding people accountable, no matter where they are and no matter who they are.
While GOP House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says the Biden Justice Department continues targeting Donald Trump.
Unfortunately, there's example after example after example of the Biden administration weaponizing government against their political enemies. But it's created a problem within the country that people don't view justice as being administered fairly.
On his Truth Social platform, Mr. Trump said he received the target letter on Sunday night. A target letter can precede an indictment. The extreme heat scorching Phoenix set a new record Tuesday. The 19th consecutive day temperatures hit at least 110 degrees Fahrenheit. Meteorologist Brian Hurley says a heat dome is still sitting over the western United States.
We have over 73 million of the population under either an excessive heat warning or a heat advisory.
Weather historian Christopher Bird of the Weather Company says no other major city has had any streak of 110 degree days or 90 degree nights longer than Phoenix. U.S. officials say an American soldier who fled across the heavily armed border from South Korea into North Korea had been facing military disciplinary actions. Private Second Class Travis King had just been released from a South Korean prison where he'd been held on assault charges. On Wall Street, the Dow by 366 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Miss Prager here. Sue and I mean it when we say dogs are part of our family, and there's nothing like their loyal companionship. So we provide them with Rough Greens, R-U-F-F, because we want them to feel healthy and be with us as long as possible. I know Charlie Kirk feels the same way.
The Pragers and I couldn't agree more. I rely on my trusted furry friend, Mr. Briggs, who's an absolute machine, and he relies on me to provide what's best for him. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has packed Rough Greens, not a dog food, but a supplement full of vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, and omega oils that Mr. Briggs absolutely needs and loves. Trying Rough Greens for your dog just makes sense.
Greetings, naturopathy Dr. Dennis Black here. I'm honored that the Pragers and Charlie trust their dog's health to Rough Green. I'm so confident that Rough Green can help your dog too that I'm offering you a free Jumpstart trial bag. Just cover the shipping. Yes, dog food is dead food, but it doesn't have to be. Go to RUFF Greens.
Hi, my name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my 5-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting NevadaPolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
It's 204. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. One out of every six homes within the Southern Nevada Water Authority's jurisdiction has been hit with a new fee aimed at the biggest water users. From January through June, the Water District has assessed more than 140,000 excessive use fees against nearly 60,000 customers, taking in nearly $13 million in additional fees. During that same six-month period, single-family homes in the Water District have used 11% less water than the same time last year, with the top 10% of the district's customers dropping water use by 20%. Residential water use accounts for about 60% of the water consumed in Southern Nevada. 35-year-old Daniel Weinman, a professional poker player from Atlanta, outlasted a record field to win the $10,000 buy-in No Limit Hold'em World Championship. In poker at the Horseshoe Las Vegas, Weinman defeated Stephen Jones during the heads-up play to collect $12.1 million in prize money. He's the first American to win the main event since John Sin back in 2018 and the last player standing from a record 10,043 entrants. Look for a heat advisory today, high of 111. It's 109 right now.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Finlay Mazda in the Valley Auto Mall. Shop online at FinlayMazda.com.
Well, the traffic camp, see a little bit of congestion there on the Southern Beltway 215 eastbound. That's at the airport connector. There is some right shoulder activity going on there. Also, remember that utility work on Tropicana, the number 3 lane is closed there at Mountain Vista.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
I'm the king of the world! Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
What an amazing day it has been already, and we are far from done. Don't forget, we make the move to Morning Drive beginning next Monday, 6 to 9 a.m. right here on AM 670 KMZQ. We are so excited about it. Making the move coming up on Monday next. Make sure that you're with us from 6 to 9 a.m. A great way to start your day. Get up a couple of minutes early and join us. Be a part of our fun deal. I'm always happy to have her on because she is dedicated to the fight for life. She is Melissa Clement. She is the president of Nevada Right to Life. How you doing, Melissa?
I'm doing great, Kevin. Congratulations on the drive time. But does that mean I have to get up early?
It might mean you have to get up an hour early or two or more. Or more, but it's always no, doesn't matter what time on the clock. It's always good to have you on the show. I wanted to do some kind of an overview. You know, we're done with the 82nd Nevada Legislature, 129 days, a couple of special sessions. We get a new stadium out of it. There's all kinds of bad stuff that was in some of the laws that ended up being signed by the governor, and I just want to talk a little bit about. From a right to life perspective, give me the 30,000 foot view of what happened in this legislative session, in particular when it comes to the right to life.
Sure thing. Well, I think we have to start with election night, or actually a week after the elections. We didn't have a good night, any of us in the state, in terms of the legislature. Is filled with progressive extremist weirdos. And so the math of the situation is we had only 14 out of 42 members of the assembly were Republican, i.e. pro-life. Sadly, those are the only ones that are pro-life. And we only had 8 out of 21 in the Senate. And so we were looking at some pretty bad odds on... you know, I was not happy about it at all. But the one thing that we did have was we won the governor. And if there was ever a time that would show how important it is to have a Republican governor, it would be the 82nd session. Because there were quite a few very, very bad bills that were put up. Many of them died, and several were vetoed. So at the end of the day, at the end of the legislature, I wasn't happy, but I was very pleased with what we were able to kill and what we were able to stop. But a few bad ones got through, and so you know, the big message is elections have consequences, and it is imperative that people understand that starting right now we have to work really hard to flip both of the legislative bodies in this next election so that we can actually make some progress protecting life rather than trying to stave off the weirdos trying to kill the unborn, trying to kill the elderly, trying to push crazy sex in every single possible type, I guess. And so we have got some work to do.
That brings me to my next question. You have asked it already, and that is, you know, the job we have ahead between now and June of next year, the primary, and the fact that we've got to do a better job of vetting, even though somebody says they're conservative, if they're not pro-life, that doesn't help us. Am I right?
That really is. I mean, I would actually put this on a three-tiered system. Number one, we always want, you know, the first and foremost, if we can have our druthers, we want the pro-life person who can win. And then, you know, if there's nothing else available, I would say somebody who isn't pro-life but Republican is better than Democrat. Because if we can get a majority of Republicans, that means we have control of those committees. While I would never say go out and vote for somebody who isn't pro-life, I would also say be strategic in your thinking. So right now is the time that we go out and we find the best pro-life people to run, and we back them. And that means we knock doors for them, we write them checks, we write checks to Nevada Right to Life to help them, and we vote, and we make sure that we bring 25 other people to vote with us.
Is that going on right now, today, or is that something that we're saving till fall or till first of the year? Is that process going on right now?
That process is going on right now. And that is, and you know, one of the encouraging things is so many groups just like Nevada Right to Life, but maybe in different a different conservative kind of group. We're all starting to work together, and we're starting to plan and strategize so that we can find that really good candidate out there. I mean, there are 6 assembly seats down in Clark County that we have just got to flip, and so we've got to find people in each of those areas. Now, it's not enough to be a nice person and pro-life and all that kind of stuff. It's got to be somebody with a fire in their belly and a willingness to work hard, because it's hard to run and it's hard to serve. But those are the kind of heroes we're looking for.
And let me ask you, because you mentioned money. Money is the mother's milk of politics. We all know that. And we've got to be able to find candidates who can either self-fund or can raise money. Is it easy or hard to raise money for pro-life candidates? I know if there are a lot of issues, marijuana and different things like that, where you know, you can raise money on a dime, just stand on a street corner and you can raise money. Is it that easy to raise money for pro-life?
You know, it's kind of interesting. I mean, a couple of years ago, I would have said, no, it isn't, because it was something that scared me to ask people for money. But actually, we're talking about life and death, and we and most people can see it every day how extreme it's gotten. And so there is money out there. It's just going to people who agree with you and saying, hey, put your money where your mouth is, kind of thing. I don't believe it is something that is back. I mean, I think a lot of people they want somebody who's going to represent the least among us, because if they're good on life, they're generally good on all the other issues.
Let me just ask you, because I've seen a trend just over the last couple of election cycles where the Democrats and the pro-choice folks are changing their strategy a little bit, in that they're going after measures that you can add to the Constitution so it can't be vetoed by the governor, and they're using initiatives and resolutions and things like that where the governor really is powerless to stop them. Is that something you found just over the last couple of election cycles?
I haven't. Thank you for asking this, because it's probably one of the most important issues we all need to be thinking about right now, because they just pushed it's a abortion for all 9 months, abortion at the level of free speech, freedom of religion in our Constitution. They passed the first step of that in this last legislature. And if we are not able to turn over the legislature so that it doesn't get passed a second time, it's going to go on the ballot in 2026. And what we're seeing across the nation is that for those kinds of ballot initiatives, it's an unending money stream for the progressives. And on our side, you know, we still haven't caught up. It's easy to, I mean, I have an easier time getting money for a pro-life candidate than something ambiguous like a constitutional amendment. I mean, you were a great ally when we were fighting the Equal Rights Amendment this last election, but people just didn't get it, and they didn't read it close enough.
Yeah.
And there were millions of dollars on the other side, and there's never millions of dollars on ours. So this next election is imperative. We have got to win. And we've got to have everybody close their eyes and think about how angry they were during COVID when the Democrats shut everything down and took away so many of our liberties. And we have got to vote with a vengeance.
Again, joining us, Melissa Clement. She is the president of Nevada Right to Life. You mentioned the fact that we are in the process of vetting candidates. Tell me what a good pro-life candidate should need to be. I mean, what are the qualities you look for?
Well, obviously they've got to believe that that life is sacred. I mean, that every life has an intrinsic value and is unique. And that's just like the bottom line. And so I'm looking for somebody who has those powerful pro-life beliefs. But then I've also got to look at somebody who is willing to do the work. And that means you got to go out and talk to everybody who agrees with you, but you've also got to go talk to people who may not. And you have to be able to raise money, and you have to know the other issues too. It's not enough. You know, we've got a Nevada Right to Life president. We don't need another one of those, but we do need people to occupy those seats in Carson City. And to occupy those seats in Carson City, you have to get one more vote than the other guy on the ballot. And that's who I'm looking for.
The ability to raise money, I'm assuming, are there a lot of self-funders out there? But that's what, gosh, I mean, that'd be like manna from heaven.
Oh, it would be. I mean, I wish I had a million of those. Somehow we as a community, we as Nevada citizens, we as pro-life citizens have got to start paying for, you know, we've got to start donating enough so we can get these good people in, because I don't know that there's enough self-funders out there. Maybe there are, but I haven't found them yet. And usually the self-funders in Nevada are people who, you know, come from somewhere else, which is great. We love them. We love the fact that they come and as if they're escaping California rather than trying to bring it here. But we need all types. We need young people. We need old people. We need people who've owned their own businesses and those who collect a check from somebody else. You know, it's just a matter of getting. We've just got to get more than 20. We need 22 of them in the assembly is what we need.
In our final minute, how can people reach out to you? Somebody sitting out there in their car listening to this interview and they're saying, I want to be a part of this fight. I believe in pro-life. I can add something to the mix. Where can they find you? How can they get to you? How can they begin that process?
Absolutely. NevadaRightToLife.org, all spelled out. And then just a quick plug, in September 8th, we're having our big fundraiser. We would love to have some visitors from Las Vegas come up. We've got Seth Dillon, who is the CEO of Babylon Bee, will be our keynote speaker. And it's a great event, and we're hoping to raise lots of money. So maybe you can come up and join us, Kevin.
Wouldn't that be fun? Melissa, yeah, it's always good to visit with you. Thank you so much. You are such a crusader for a great cause, and there's nothing better than life. There just isn't. Melissa, thank you so much. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again in early morning, okay?
Sounds great. Thanks, Kevin.
There you go. Melissa Clement, she'll be joining us in Morning Drive eventually. And can I tell you, she doesn't win every battle, but man, I got a feeling she's going to win the war. I just have this feeling that she's going to be winning the war sometime soon. Melissa Clement, the president of Nevada Right to Life. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, fellow Republicans. I'm Jill Douglas, and I'm running for chairwoman of the Clark County Republican Party. Qualified, trustworthy, and proven leadership is imperative for us, Republicans in Clark County, to win races in 2024 and to work together to build a strong, energized, well-funded, and well-managed county party. There is no other path to victory. The most important in-person vote is on Tuesday, July the 18th. I'm asking for you to attend and vote for me as the next Clark County County Republican Party Chairwoman. Success breeds success. My career of 30 years in the same industry and a 40-year marriage to a military husband raising four children to becoming successful adults and a loving grandmother to eight grandchildren give me the foundation of family values, personal responsibility, and loyalty to family and community, and are my strengths for this position. I would appreciate your vote on July the 18th for Chairwoman of the Clark County Republican Party, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fix-It.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends.